lost the World Cup this year. I mean, we didn't play so well in the finals either. It was a poor show. I mean, I wish at least we had something nail-biting. If you were watching, you would have called me and told me how they are disappointing and that you stopped watching cricket because it's all rigged anyway. And then 30 minutes later, as soon as another wicket fell, my phone would ring and you'd tell me all of that again. You'd keep watching till the very end. You'd change the channels and cruise through news, but you'd keep an eye on the score. You'd keep doing this to calm your nerves, but I won't. It's colder this year. You would have stolen my blanket again. Well, the joke's on you. I stole all your winterwear and most of your shorts. It's colder that I need to go. Colder still, because the cold will not be my biggest problem this January. The biggest problem would be that I won't be able to call and whine about the cold, and you won't try to calm me down and give me tips that I'd ignore. And I have this perpetual cold. Each time it lessens, I cry a lot and then it comes back again. I think I never grew up enough to keep it in when you let go. I got a better grade though this time. A part of me puts it on pity, and the other part feels like it's a curse. When I say I suffered, I can never pick it up and say quantifiably how much it affected me. Because I did a little better after all. Not a lot worse. I am doing much worse though. So is the cat, who everyone now refers to as Meow. Picked it up from me and now it's stuck. So, but Meow has a child. Had a child. A pretty grey-eyed, tiny baby who runs and jumps. I've never seen it walk. Meow kept it safe. It grew much older than the others. I think she told it to fear everyone, so the tiny one avoided us. That is until I came back. And then Meow purred around me and the tiny one watched each step. And then very scaredly made its way to me. All of this happened when I came back home, a month and a half after I left my room, which was damp from all the clothes that I never put to dry, and also the smoke. Mom told me that the tiny one, that's the only thing alive in this house now. But it dies too, but that's a longer story. I'll tell you all of that next. This story, this is about things that you've missed. You've missed all of my trips back home, my small wins. I took a little trip somewhere that we haven't been. I made new friends. I took your advice. I changed my hair and I didn't change my room. It stays the same. Every day, there's more junk to clean, which I don't. You missed 4 months that passed, and the new year that's about to arrive in 2 days. You missed your leaves and your ticket back home. You're missing who I'm becoming. Someone who agrees with the dreams that you had for me. And you're missing this letter. I end up thinking most of it wouldn't have happened if you were still around. That the good and the bad were because you left. That a butterfly flapped its wings somewhere and your ashes swam away from me. And with that, everything changed. Slowly and steadily, the world moved forth. But they were also affected by your demise. Even if they never knew you. Something in the world changed as you left, and its ripples reached everywhere. Maybe in an alternate universe, I don't make a better grade. But in that one, I hear you tell me that I have to work harder next time. And I'll do it. I'll do anything to keep you talking and looking on. I'll do anything to keep you. Maybe we would have won the World Cup too. But maybe it wouldn't have mattered so less that we lost. Welcome back to Secrets in the Dark. This is episode 2 and it's called We Lost the World Cup. The World Cup I'm referring to is the Cricket World Cup, and the team that I'm referring to is the Indian cricket team. Now that that's done, this episode deals with the events that happened over the last 4 months, and I counted down to someone who hasn't been here to know what has happened. And yeah, it is a very personal episode. It is kind of sad, so I do hope that you like it, and yeah, let me know how you do. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the very end. I do hope that you have a good year ahead and that good things happen to you. And yeah, as always, all my love forever. Have a good night.